Who's the bitch now, bitches?
What's my name, bitch?
I'm Rick James, bitch.
Hey, bitches.
Hug it out, bitch.
You bitch.
That's a fun edition. It's the annual state fair edition of Bitch to Mitch when we're here on a Monday. We're not out on the road that very many Mondays, so
true.
It's kind of fun to do a Bitch to Mitch. And we love being at the Wisconsin State Fair and here in Central Mall. I got one to start, and this is just my own fault, with phones. I got my iPhone, and when I come to some place and I sit down, I take everything out of my pockets. It doesn't feel like it's that hot today at the fair. It's nice and warm. I'd say a comfortable temperature. I have my phone sitting on the ledge here. And I didn't even know the phone is capable of this. Have you ever gotten the emergency heat warning on your phone?
Oh, yeah.
I didn't know about that. It was sitting here, said iPhone unusable, so it cools off. And I go, it's not even that damn hot yet, but I guess it felt pretty hot here. So
it's in the baking. It's in the sun baking.
I don't want to bitch about the heat because it's not too bad, but watch the heat.
Oh, God.
If you're coming out to the state fair, because you can. Maybe phones can melt. Other things can melt. Food can melt. Just be wary, cognizant of that here at the fair.
When you talk about heat and the state fair, this is nothing to
me. No, exactly.
I mean,
it's nothing.
We have gotten so lucky so far as the temperatures go. I'll tell you, I'm sitting here just kind of people watching today, and I am not having a good self-esteem day in comparing myself to some of the fairgoers, and I'll explain what that means in a minute. You will absolutely understand and commiserate with me when I tell you why watching the folks walking by the hog pen is really making me feel down about myself today. So that'll be my contribution to Bitch to Mitch State Fair Edition. Coming up next, it's Joe and Borna on 102.9 The Hog.
Joe.
Borna.
Is Borna another dude or is it a woman?
It's a man, baby.
Okay, all right.
Joe and Borna, 102.9 The Hog.
It's the Wisconsin State Fair version of Bitch to Mitch today as we broadcast from the State Fair. Mitch, I got to tell you, I'm having an experience today. There is nothing like sitting here in the hog pen and watching fairgoers walking by wearing the exact same articles of clothing that I have in my wardrobe at home.
Yeah.
And when it's like a 65, 70, I mean, this guy was a senior citizen right out of the gate. Remember, he walked by and I go, I have that shirt. I have that exact shirt that guy's wearing. I thought that was going to be the worst. Mitch, I just watched, and I'm just going to say it, the ugliest woman that I may have seen at the fair all day walked by wearing an exact shirt that I own. A woman, ugly, in my wardrobe.
That's what you don't want.
I'm checking out,
no.
Man. I am done.
You want to donate that shirt to Goodwill as soon as you get home tonight.
I will never be wearing that shirt again.
So two shirts in the hour, less than an hour and a half that we've been here that you own, Joe, one of which is a heavier set woman.
Yeah, but it wasn't even, look, they're a beautiful, heavy-set woman. This woman was just ugly. So hideous. And I'm sorry, I'm no prize, but, man, I saw my shirt go walking, and it caught me out of the corner of my eye. I'm like, I own that shirt. Oh, my God, look at her. I'm burning the shirt.
The only way
it
would have been better if you were wearing one of those two shirts.
Oh, my God.
Especially the woman's shirt, Mitch, would have been the greatest photo we could take at the state fair if that was the case today.
That's what you don't want again.
No.
How long do cream puffs last? Now, that gal was carrying a six-pack of cream
she
puffs.
She was.
And I'm going to tell you.
Where's she going
those? No, unless you're leaving, if you grab the cream puffs and then you watch a band for an hour or two, the sun will take over, and that cream, it turns to liquid. I don't know if you guys are aware of that.
Is this because this is the main house? Is that
That's the cream puff house, right?
Cream puff house, right here. The main place.
Just off from where we are. Yes.
Right here.
It's right outside of the Budweiser Pavilion.
I hope she's just going to the pavilion to sit down, have some pops, and eat the cream puffs.
Look, am I a dick if I say she doesn't make it off the fairgrounds with any cream puffs left in that box?
I would imagine.
I put money on that.
They may be gone already, but if not, there's one left.
Well, if there's a day to eat them fast, you do it when there's sun here.
You got to gobble them up quickly.
Who just told me? Somebody told me today I was going to heaven for this nice little deed that I did. And I said no, because I've got arms and hands reaching up from below, pulling me down.
Like Dante's Inferno, right?
Yeah. I took another step down with that observation here
today.
But
you can't help it.
I'm not proud of it.
No, but if you notice...
It's just real.
If you notice something, you speak about it.
And if she wasn't wearing a Joe Calgaro shirt, we would have never even brought it up at all.
What are you giving? Right? Oh, man.
Oh, people know your last name.
It's even worse.
Hey,
it's even worse.
And I'd like everyone to be welcome to come to State Fair. It's Hot Mom Day, I'll tell you that.
Yeah,
besides the cream puff tie-dye lady, there's a lot of hot moms here. There's a lot of hot moms with their kids.
Well,
Come on down.
The youngins get in free under 11 until 6 o'clock today. $5 for adults. So it's the Bitch to Mitch State Fair edition. Maybe it's fine, Mitch. Have you even talked to anybody? Anybody got anything to bitch about from
the
State Fair?
I'll find someone.
Maybe bring some people on the show for Bitch to Mitch.
Sounds great.
All right, more Bitch to Mitch coming from the State Fair. Come by and see us at the Central Mall. It's 1029 The Hog. It's 1029 The Hog from the Wisconsin State Fair. It's a special Bitch to Mitch on Monday here at the State Fair. And Mitch, who do you have here in the hog pen that wants to bitch today?
I've got a fella all the way from Sheboygan, Wisconsin. His name is Jimmy. Jimmy, how you doing, buddy?
Doing all right.
All right. Tell me about the gal you're with. Because she seems to be looking at me, and I don't know. I mean, is she attracted? I don't know what's going on, but she seems to dig me.
She probably does.
No, she doesn't.
I don't know.
Jimmy, I don't think she does.
Jimmy, she is not interested in Mitch in any way, shape, or form.
What's her name?
Her name is Mumau.
Mumau.
Spell it.
Mamou.
Mumau.
Okay. Yeah.
Mumau. You like me?
No, you know how we know
she gave me a thumbs up.
Borna invited her in with Jimmy, and she declined coming into the hog pen, just for the record. No.
She's a smart one.
She's very smart, yes.
Jimmy, you're all the way from Sheboygan digging the fair.
Yep.
Do you have any... Now, this is a Bitch to Mitch segment, meaning, you know, we talk about things that kind of irk us a little bit.
Yeah.
What irks you about the fair, my friend?
Well...
Just say it.
Probably getting dragged into the hog booth and playing about scooters.
Yeah.
No, Mitch,
let me
tell the backstory. So Mitch is outside just talking to people. We're getting bitched to Mitch. And Jimmy goes, man, these people that are just flying around on scooters. And Mitch is like, Jimmy, you got to come in. Had no interest in coming on the program whatsoever. Right. Mitch physically dragged him around the back of the hog pen and in here. But I get it, man. Have you seen these people just whizzing around?
Yeah, we have to make people aware of scooter inattentive driving.
Right now it's not too busy, but I'd imagine later tonight it's going to be way worse.
Well, we just saw a policeman get his foot run over. Joe, you saw it.
He yelled. So the parade was going by a little while ago, and this cop, he was so fed up with just people who aren't paying attention. There's a parade here! Move aside! Step in! And this dude on a scooter, and he didn't look like he was incapacitated enough to be on a scooter. I don't know. I could be wrong. He wasn't a senior citizen. He was like our age.
He just wanted to hang out.
Just comes flying through, cuts the corner, and thump right over the cop's foot. And the cop turns and goes, you just ran over my foot! So,
and that guy kept going. He didn't even
slow down.
Skip a beat.
And still no regard for right of way or following the crowd. He's just kind of carving his own path. Ran over the cop's foot and just weaving in and out to avoid the parade and other people. And maybe it's probably not the first foot he ran over today.
I would guess it's driving. And I understand that there are people who legit need the scooters to get around. You just got to be self-aware and not just go plowing through crowds. So
let's ask Jimmy a couple personal questions.
Okay, great.
What do you do for a living?
I am a relay technician for the electric company.
So you work for We Energies, or is it a different power company in Sheboygan?
A different power company.
Different
What's
power
it called?
Company.
It's Wisconsin Power and Light.
Okay, because we have We Energies here in the Milwaukee, greater Milwaukee area.
Yes, you do.
I don't know what's up with Sheboygan. How long have you been with Mamou? What's her name?
Mumau.
Mumau.
Yeah. How long have you guys been together?
About 6 months.
Okay. Is she a good girlfriend?
Yeah, she's great.
Does she speak any other language other than English?
She does, but... I'm a terrible boyfriend. I can't tell you what that would be.
It's only been 6 months.
But
it's okay.
You're an honest boyfriend. At the 6 month point, you don't care to know those things yet.
You don't know. You don't need to know everything
by now. That's just a detail, right?
It's okay. How'd you guys meet, Jimmy?
Tinder.
Tinder.
Yeah, Tinder.
Hey,
a Tinder love story.
You
love it.
You have
swipe. There you go.
You have the longest relationship in Tinder history. It's 6 months and you're still going strong.
Have you seen her? Why would I walk away from?
Absolutely.
I wouldn't either, brother.
And you swiped first, right, Jimmy?
Super like.
Wow, there you go.
All nice. Right.
Well, nice work. Well, congratulations. 6 month Tinder relationship. That's nothing to sniff
at. And Jimmy, if I see anybody on scooters, I'm going to flag them down and say, you're the one who started this. this little scooter war.
You're going to point it
out. It's on Jimmy.
Jimmy? Okay.
Jimmy from Sheboygan.
Nice.
All right. All right. Thanks for being on the program, Jimmy.
Thanks, Jimmy.
Love the show, guys.
Appreciate it.
Thank you. Bitch to Mitch continues from the Wisconsin State Fair on 102.9 The Hog.
Joe and Borna on 102.9 The Hog.
The Wisconsin State Fair at Central Mall, as Mitch is calling it, Hot Mom Day, because kids under 11 get in free. $5 for adults all till 6 o'clock.
Borna, look at a hot mom with the banana right there. Yep, look at her. You see her?
You're seeing the hot mom quotient just pick up as the day goes on here. But one final segment of Bitch to Mitch here. Who do you have in the hog pen that wants to bitch?
I'm sorry I didn't ask your name. What's your name, brother?
My name is Bill.
Bill. William.
Yep. William, yep.
A younger Bill. I usually Bills are older guys.
Hey, you know.
Younger guys are named like Trace and Chance and Tristan. You're a good old-fashioned Bill.
Yeah.
Chance.
I like it, brother. Now, Bill's very angry about something today. Can you share it with us, Bill?
Oh, God. So before I saw this guy, and I was watching this pan flute band that was over by the mile, and this dude was just being an absolute douchebag. He was drunker than a skunk, and he was going up to these people, and he's like fist bumping everyone in the band as they're trying to play their instruments.
Oh,
and they're just
God.
Like, yeah, dude, we'll be here all week, you know, like, go away, dude.
So the pan flute is sort of like, it's kind of like mesmerizing, relaxing music, right?
Oh, absolutely.
Kind of get into it, and it sounds great.
Yeah.
It's always kind of soothing, and this guy was kind of almost heckling them in a way.
He was, like, falling over their instruments and, like, trying to fist bump them.
I don't think he's heckling. I think he's trying to show his affection, Mitch, but it's the wrong time to do it when you're on stage performing.
Yeah, well, it's like people at this program that want to come up and talk to us right now as we're talking.
Correct.
And yell something at us. See, we love you. Come back up. Just wait
Look at these two dorks.
But see,
Bill.
Oh, my God.
But see, here's the problem.
I think I just found the new thing that pisses me off.
Dudes in leisure suits?
Mitch yells at people out the window, which brings them up to talk to us as we're doing the program, so...
Well, you'd be surprised how many people do come up. When we got our headphones on and microphones in our hands, we're busy, right?
Oh, yeah.
If you walked up, you would just look and you'd go, oh, I'll wait a little bit.
Yeah.
You wouldn't go, hey, fist bump.
Yeah.
Yeah, you guys.
Sure. Fall over, touch your equipment, and, like, move my hand
across
the
keyboard. Exactly.
Yeah.
People want to do that. What are you doing? Which one are you? Hang on. Pump the brakes for a second. So, appreciate the performers here at the fair, but do it respectfully.
And I got to ask you, Bill, since you've been here, you've been solo. Do you have a friend or a girlfriend here, or are you on your own?
Hey, I'm always looking, man.
But you came here alone.
No, I came here with my family, but you got to go lone wolf sometimes.
Yeah, you break off from the herd.
Yeah, absolutely.
And go out on the prowl.
Exactly.
Bill, that's what Bill's doing
it's a
new
pack.
Is your mom... Right? Now, how old are you, Bill?
I'm 23.
How old is your mother here?
She is.
Are your father and mother still together?
They are.
Then I won't ask.
as we were talking about,
it's Hot Mom Day, Bill.
Exactly, Hot Mom Day, Bill. And I guarantee a lot of these hot moms have never been married or divorced, so it's a good playing field.
What do they say? Age is just a number, right?
Just a number.
Age is just a number.
And I might still be young your age too. So enjoy that. All right, thanks for being on the program,
Bill.
Thanks for having me, guys.
Back off, bitches. At ease, bitch.